Most of the sweeping new Medicare law signed by President Bush on Monday won't take effect for a while. In some cases, not until 2010. But elderly people already are reacting to the planned changes, and many of them are less than pleased, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The Maryland City Senior Center is a big hall in the back of a Catholic church just up the road from Laurel Racetrack in central Maryland. It was the fifth stop in just over a week for Democratic Congressman Ben Cardin, who struggled to explain the new Medicare measure to about two dozen seniors.
Now, it gets confusing, so you can bear with me.
Armed with a fancy slide presentation, Cardin tried to explain how the drug benefit, set to begin in 2006, would work.
You would have a $250 deductible. Then Medicare would cover 75% of your cost for the next $2,000. You would pay 100% of your cost for the next $2,850, the so-called donut hole. Then Medicare would pay 95% of your cost above $5,100.
After the meeting, many of the seniors said they were still confused. Lydia Butler, who runs the center's nutrition programs, said she's particularly concerned that the private insurance plans who will deliver the drug benefit will be able to change what they offer.
So you know what all the seniors getting. This is what they're so puzzled about, because nothing is concrete. Nothing.
The seniors did say they learned some new things. 78-year-old Eugene Obermeyer said he's happy with his current coverage. It pays for most of the eight different medicines he takes daily. But now he realizes there will be a penalty if he doesn't sign up for the new Medicare drug benefit when it's first offered. That penalty is 1% more in premiums for every month enrollment is delayed.
They're telling you that if you don't take it under Medicare, that you're going to pay up through the hoozy ding to get it later.
Meanwhile, Obermeyer's wife, Virginia, says she still wants to know exactly how the new law will affect her.
Not this big gummit says this and President Bush signed this. What does it mean to me? Where is it going to hit my pocketbook, my income per month?
Geraldine Dalek says she's not surprised at the level of confusion. Dalek is a healthcare consultant who spent years counseling seniors about Medicare. She says part of the problem is that the new law adds a layer of complication on top of an already complicated Medicare program.
There's this famous or infamous donut hole. First they're covered for prescription drugs, then they're not covered for prescription drugs, then they're covered again. There is no insurance policy that I know of in the United States or the world that has this kind of provision.
Dalek says there's also a problem with simply giving seniors too many choices.
They're going to have to try and compare the different plans, all of which are offering different prescription drugs, all of which have different kinds of cost sharing involved, and the number of permutations involved are quite extraordinary.
And while some seniors will be able to figure out what to do, Dalek says many will simply be unable to cope with decisions that could have a major impact on their health care. According to some studies, she says,
one half of the Medicare population just doesn't have the sophistication to even compare some of these choices. And especially if you're disabled or if you're older, choice is very, very difficult. You can't have competition if you don't understand your choices.
And apparently what seniors do understand about the law, many don't like. According to a Washington Post ABC News poll released earlier this week, among seniors who've been following the debate, 56% said they disapprove of the new law, compared to 39% who approve. Julie Rovner, NPR News.